Okay, I want to talk about a few more things with marketing. And these are things that are applicable for both buyers and sellers. The next thing I want to talk about is what I call creating your message. And in marketing, you always need to create your message. More than anything else, marketing will determine the level of your success in real estate business. I say it again and again and again. The more marketing you do, the more leads you're going to get, the more deals you're going to do, and the more dollars you're going to make. When I find a real estate investor that tells me he's not successful, I ask him how much marketing he's doing. And lo and behold, he's not doing enough marketing. Of course, he's not getting leads, he's not getting deals, he's not getting dollars. When I go to a big room full of investors and I ask, who's spending, 10 hours or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, whoever's spending the most time and or money on marketing, those are the people making all the money because they're getting all the leads and doing all the deals and all the dollars. So marketing is pretty darn critical. Creativity and repetition are the key to all marketing. And I want to give you a couple more tips that are really valuable from a marketing perspective. I have been, a marketer in high tech. I've taken a lot of marketing training. We've studied a lot of marketing training. We've studied a lot of different techniques and strategies and things when we developed this program. And what we're trying to do, is rather than give you, 50 hours of, just generic marketing training, we're trying to boil some of the best tips there are, really down to the basics, so that we can give them to you in the context of this real estate training. And the first great tip we want to give you is something called alpha-beta thinking. People need to be moved from alpha to beta thinking. Now, usually when I teach alpha-beta thinking, it's better to do this with a live audience. So in a recorded training, it's going to be a little hard to give this example. But in a live audience, what I'll do is I'll say, hey, can anybody here tell me what happened to you on your way to work last Tuesday? And I did this not long ago to a room full of 55 students, and nobody said anything. Well, can anybody tell me what happened on your way to work last Tuesday? Nobody. Last Wednesday, nothing. Last Thursday, nothing. Yesterday, can anybody tell me what happened on your way to work yesterday? And lo and behold, there's always like one guy who will say, yeah, I got a traffic ticket, or yeah, my car broke down, or yeah, I bumped into a dog or something. It's amazing how could all of those people have driven to work in all of those days and nobody remembers anything about it except for one guy. And lo and behold, even if one guy remembers something, it's always going to be the same thing. It's going to be something that happened that was unique. And what we're talking about here, the point I'm trying to make here is what's called alpha-beta thinking. The human brain, the way the human brain works is we don't actually have the ability to remember every minute of every day that we go through. We have a tape recorder, and we don't have a tape recorder that's on all the time. We'd run out of memory. You can't remember every second of every day of your life. So the brain records memories as generic memories. Like if you drive to work, and nothing unique happens, your brain just remembers that as generic drive to work memory, right? Just like all the other generic drive to works. Now, if something unique happened, if you had a tire blowout or a car accident or got a traffic ticket or something else, now all of a sudden, your brain has switched to beta mode. Oh, something unique here. And we start recording or memorizing that unique event. Okay? And that's interesting. So, we only remember when we're in beta mode. When we're in alpha mode, the tape recorder's not turned on. When you switch to beta mode, tape recorder's turned on, and we're now paying attention. We're now remembering the experience. Okay, so how does this all relate to marketing? Well, it's pretty darn important, as you might imagine, with marketing, because, just like, driving to work, traffic ticket, no traffic ticket, when you send somebody a postcard or when you try to contact them through a bandit sign or whatever your marketing is, a door hanger, You need to get them from alpha mode to beta mode, because normally everything that we see goes right over our head. We don't pay attention to anything around us unless what? It gets our attention. So you have to do something in your ad to get people's attention. You got to snap them out of alpha mode and you got to put them into beta mode. So like in some of these postcards we showed you, you know, it always says something at the top. Notice homeowner. You know, when you say something like notice homeowner, it's like, oh, this is a homeowner notice. You know, what is this? Is this a foreclosure notice? Is this a warning? Am I late paying my mortgage? You know, you've kind of got my attention. You've drawn me in. Whenever you put together some kind of a piece of collateral training, postcard or door hanger or bayonet sign or whatever it happens to be, you're going to want something in the form of the headline that interrupts people, that gets their attention, that grabs their attention, and by grabbing their attention, you're snapping them out of alpha mode and putting them into beta mode. Remember that Homevestor letter up at the top bold? It said, you know, are you interested in a cash offer? You know, cash offer on my house. It's interesting. So the other things you're going to want to follow, in this tip is, you know, you want to interrupt them to get them from alpha to beta, and then you want your marketing piece to engage them. Whatever your sub-headline is, it's going to provide further information. You know, do you want a cash offer? And then the next thing it says is, call this number and we'll give you one. And then you want to educate them. The body of your marketing should always be educational. The products and services and features and solutions that you solve that will make whatever your product and service are a good fit for them. And then, of course, at the end of every piece of marketing collateral, you always want a call to action. You know, call me to get an offer on your home. Call me and we'll work this out. Call me and we'll make this happen quickly. Go to my website. So that's, you know, tip number one, alpha, beta thinking. Our next tip is what I call the FAB tip. And FAB stands for features, advantages, and benefits. And, gosh, I don't know how long realtors have been in business, but, you know, 100 years ago or whenever the first realtor started being a realtor, they created a piece of marketing collateral to sell a house. And it was a terrible piece of collateral, and every single realtor ever since has been using that same piece of collateral, you know. Realtors generally sell houses by selling features. Look at this three-bedroom, two-bath house for $159,000. You're selling features. Now, buyers do need to know what the features of the product they're buying are. Everybody that wants to buy a house or a car or whatever, they need to know what color it is, how many doors, what the price is. Those are features. But I tell you that nobody ever bought something based on the features, you know, other than maybe aluminum foil. You know, we're interested in more than just the features. So if you want to sell at a higher level, you're going to be talking advantages rather than features. Advantages are when you compare your features to other people's features and explain why yours are better. You know, he's got a blue car and I have a blue car, but my blue car has clear coat paint. Okay, so it won't scratch as easy, or it's easily more repaired, or it looks better, it shines brighter, it waxes up more nicely. You know, so they're both four-door, you know, blue cars for, you know, $22,000, but mine has clear coat paint blue and he has regular blue. So whenever you talk advantages, you know, you're putting yourself at a higher level than your competition. But the truth is people don't buy based on advantages either. The reason people buy something is because of benefits. People are always going to take the features and advantages that they see in a product or service, and they're going to convert those into benefits. And benefits basically answer the question, what's in it for me? How does this solve my problem? So you have a choice when you advertise. Either you can describe your features and advantages and then let the your buyer decide whether or not and how to translate those features and advantages into their benefits, or you can do the translation for them. Benefits are what sell. If you don't define them, people will translate your features and advantages into benefits for themselves, and you may not like the translation. So do understand how people buy the things that they buy and how these translations work, and try to do the translation for them, and you'll really be selling at a very high level. Okay, we always suggest that our students take a little time and go through a little exercise. It's very simple. We're going to suggest that you spend 10 minutes making your own ad. It doesn't have to be your the final end-all ad. You might want to spend more than 10 minutes when you ultimately make an ad you're ready to send out as a postcard or a bayonet sign or whatever. But start practicing some of these techniques. Come up with some of your keywords. Map out what maybe your bayonet sign or what your postcard or whatever is going to look like, and you know, try to apply some of the things we talked, the messaging and other things we talked about here. And we suggest a direct mail piece. It could be any kind of medium that you prefer. If you have a company name and or logo, go ahead and put that on there. If you don't, then don't worry about it. And now that you have that piece of collateral created, here's a little tip on how to score the ad. You're going to want to look at every piece of marketing that you have and kind of give it this little scorecard or test. You know, does the ad stand out? Does it make you take notice? Does the headline grab your attention? Is there something about this ad that switches people from alpha mode to beta mode? Now, I don't know if you remember my newspaper ad. Our newspaper ad is for our buyer website, which is called Hippie Hollow Homes. Now, I'm going to go off on a little tangent here because I didn't do it before, so I'll have a little fun with you here. In Austin, Texas, where I live, there's actually a little beach on a little lake called Lake Travis, and it's actually a nude beach. How about that? It's a state-sanctioned nude beach, of all things. Austin's motto is Keep Austin Weird, and there's a lot of weird things about Austin, one of which is we got a little nude beach on the side of town, and everybody in town knows it's a nude beach, and the beach is named Hippie Hollow. So we actually named our buyer company Hippie Hollow Homes, and our tagline is We Have Nothing to Hide. So it's kind of an inside joke amongst Austinites, and for our mascot, we have a naked girl, but she's holding up a towel very strategically, you know, like this. And on the towel has the company's name and phone number and website. We call her the Towel Girl. And we put our little Towel Girl as our logo in our advertising for Hippie Hollow Homes with the tagline, We Have Nothing to Hide. And I guarantee, you know, sex sells, right? You see a naked girl holding up a towel, that's going to get your attention. When you see the name of the company, you're going to snicker. And when it says, you know, we have nothing to hide, you're going to kind of get another snicker out of that. I have successfully gotten people from, you know, alpha mode into beta mode, certainly got their attention and drawn them into the ad. You need to do something. Now, that was a lot of things we did to get that those people into from alpha to beta. You don't necessarily have to go that far, but you are going to want to do something to get people's attention, to draw them into your ad. And then once they're in your ad, you know, is it educational? Are you educating them? Do you make the benefits to them, you know, easy to understand? You know, we like to answer the question, what's in it for you, which basically lists problems and solutions to those problems. That's one of the highest levels of advertising. And, of course, does it make them want to call you now? You always have to have your call to action and try to get them to call you as quickly as possible. If you remember that Craigslist ad that we used for buyers, said a limited time only. There's a limited number of houses available in this special new program. If you call quickly, you know, one of those could be yours. Pretty good little ad written by a very, very knowledgeable professional. Okay. Let's wrap up the marketing thing. Marketing equals money. It's as simple as that. You know, don't forget, marketing is the number one activity to master. If your marketing is good, the sales is a breeze. If you're not doing enough marketing, you're not getting enough leads, you're not doing enough deals, and you're not making enough money. It's pretty much as simple as that. You need to learn how to educate your clients and give them options in a way that separates you from your competition. You'll learn how to do that as we go through the different strategies, for doing MAPS and the other strategies. And you need to remember, you know, it's all about selling benefits the critical part of your ad has in them. The ad has to answer the question at the end of reading that ad, you know, what's in it for me? And if they can read your ad and see what's in it for them, you know, they're going to call you. You're going to get leads and deals and dollars, and life will be better.